Hello, noble viewers, and thank you for tuning in for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. In today's show, we are honored to have Swedish Member of the European Parliament, Jens Holm, speak with us on solutions to save our precious planet. The European Union is an active advocate in calling for measures to curb climate change. Aside from its efforts to promote stricter CO2 emission standards and measures, the European Union has also begun to highlight the role of a vegan, meaning animal-free diet, in easing global warming. These strides in the European Parliament are the result of grassroots efforts and many distinguished and forward-looking European politicians, such as Mr. Holm, a vegetarian himself. Mr. Holm is on the European Parliament's Temporary Committee on Climate Change, as well as the Committee on the Environment, Public Health and Food Safety. Along with climate change issues, he is concerned about animal rights and global justice. Mr. Holm has also produced documentary films which investigate and expose the cruelties in animal industries. Today, Mr. Holm shares with us the significance of a plant-based diet in stopping global warming to preserve our planetary abode.
Climate change is one of the main topic I deal with in the European Parliament. And as you know, if we don't tackle climate change right now, we will not have a planet to live on in the future. So it's an issue that deals with our future and especially the coming generation. So it's a matter of justice and solidarity to make sure that the emissions will go down. Mm-hmm. And they must go down quite a lot, and especially we in the rich world, in Sweden, Europe, North America, we have to completely change our lifestyle. And that means in practice that in Europe we have to take some quite serious decisions, and that will lead to new demands on the whole European industry. That will lead to cut the emissions from the private car sector, cut the emissions from the aviation, eat less meat. So that are some of the ideas which are behind cutting the emissions.
With their deep understanding of the meat industry's impact on the environment, in 2007, Swedish journalist Mr. Toivo Jokela and Mr. Holm produced the report "The Livestock Industry, the EU, or European Union, Makes Bad Worse." This article has aroused widespread concern and brought vegetarianism to the forefront in the European Parliament.
Perhaps not so many people reflect upon the fact that we eat actually more meat than ever in the world's history, and that producing meat and other animal products is a very inefficient way to produce food for people. You need about 10 to 15 kilograms of vegetables to produce 1 kilogram of beef. You need about 15,000 liters of fresh water to produce the same kilogram of beef. So that is just one example of that the inefficiency of the meat industry. The meat industry is also actually responding to about 18% of the world's emissions of greenhouse gases. That means that this is an industry which is actually causing much more damage than the global transport industry is doing. So we must eat less meat, and especially in the rich world, in North America and in Western Europe, we have to eat less meat.
Numerous studies have pointed to that fact, that a plant-based diet would solve many of the world's environmental and social issues.
There are, more than 800 people living below a sustainable threshold in the world, and those people are starving all the time. So that is exactly the kind of issues we have to focus on. Driving less cars and using less crops for biofuels, that would be one way forward. But the greatest impact you actually could do, that would be to reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally. That would give such a great and positive impact, because then you would create a surplus of crops that could be used to feed the people who are starving today.
In the report, the livestock industry and climate, EU or European Union makes bad worse. Mr. Jokela and Mr. Holm wrote, climate change is developing into the greatest threat ever to our world survival. There is a relatively high awareness of and preparedness for some of the worst emissions, such as industry and the transportation sector. But one of the most damaging contributors to climate change is, remarkably enough, conspicuous in its absence from the debate, the food industry.
When we started to look into the budget for the European Union, and we noticed that a quite substantial part of the EU budget is actually directly to the meat industry in terms of so-called intervention money. That means that the European Union buys all the surplus of meat in the Union in order to protect the meat producers. There were also marketing money for meat, so private companies receive money directly from the taxpayers through the European Union in order to market meat products, and that cannot continue in the future.
The report advises the European Union and governments to take active and effective action to promote environmentally friendly and sustainable food consumption.
The European Union is subsidizing the meat production with billions of euros, and that is not acceptable, because these subsidies goes to production which is completely in contrary with sustainability and a planet in imbalance. So one of our demands was that the European Union must take away all the subsidies to the meat production, and that the European Union instead should give incentives to vegetarian consumption.
When Planet Earth, our loving home, returns, Mr. Holm continues to share his suggestions on how the government and individuals can help preserve our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Welcome back to Planet Earth, our loving home. Today's episode features Mr. Jens Holm, member of the European Parliament from Sweden, who discusses the role of vegetarianism in curbing climate change.
Climate change is the biggest threat ever for the planet, and that is because the emissions of greenhouse gases is increasing more and more, and at the same time there are a lot of things that you and I can do as individuals. For instance, we could eat less meat, or we could become vegetarians or vegans entirely. That would be actually perhaps the biggest step a human being can take in order to cut greenhouse gases. But also we should really be active in politics and in organizations, and make sure that our governments and political parties do what they have to do, and that is not to subsidize the meat industry, promote vegetarian food, for instance.
In the article, The Livestock Industry, the EU, European Union Makes Bad Worse, journalist Mr. Toivo Jokela and Mr. Holm concludes with suggestions on what the government should do. Abolish meat subsidies, let meat bear its own environmental costs, and work to make modern vegetarian food cheaper.
The society should use money to spread information about the benefits of vegetarian food in the schools, and also in other public facilities such as the elderly care, and perhaps also kindergarten for small children, so they get used to eat vegetarian food, because that is good for everybody. It's not only good for the environment, it's also good for the animals, obviously, and also for your own health.
Today there are European subsidies going directly to advertisement campaigns for meat consumption. it should be the other way around. We should have awareness campaigns for vegetarian consumption, because that is the solution. Another way forward could be to tax meat, for instance, to make meat more expensive, and that is to internalize the environmental and animal welfare cost of meat, and then the money you gain from this meat tax and use to subsidize vegetarian foods. So there are many things that that can be done. And who knows, one day in the future, perhaps we live in a world where people are not eating animals.
In 2008, together with the Swiss Union for Vegetarianism and the European Vegetarian and Animal News Alliance, Mr. Holm launched Food versus Feed, a petition to the United Nations and its agencies. The campaign's goal is to collect at least 1 million signatures to promote the plant-based diet. All these signatures will be delivered to United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, as well as Dr. Jacques Diouf, Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, and Dr. Margaret Chan, Director of the World Health Organization, on October 1, 2009 in New York, USA, Rome, Italy, and Geneva, Switzerland. In addition, Mr. Holm has also launched a similar petition campaign with the Nutrition Ecology International Center, urging the European Union to abolish subsidies to the livestock and fishing industries.
That's a very important means, and because that shows that there are thousands of people signing such a petition and showing their deepest concern in this issue and asking the United Nations to address the meat consumption as a political problem, because it is a political problem. So petitions, demonstrations, articles in newspapers, these TV shows, there are so many things that can be done on the grassroots level. And I can feel as a politician, I listen to all these expressions that come. A couple of years ago, there were very few, and now I can see a growing awareness in the meat consumption area, and that is really good.
On December 2nd, 2008, the Temporary Committee on Climate Change of the European Parliament passed a report that puts forward a series of recommendations for a future integrated European Union policy on climate change, in which vegetarianism and a reduction in meat consumption are listed as important approaches. Regarding this decision, Mr. Holm commented, "It's almost historical to get such a wide support for the demand to reduce meat consumption."
The report which you mentioned, which I brought together with Mr. Jokola, when we translated that from Swedish to English, it created actually a big debate within the European Parliament and in circles outside. So bringing up the meat industry and promoting vegetarian food as one of the solutions on the climate problem, that is perhaps one of the issues I'm actually proud of bringing up in the European Parliament and establish a European discussion about that.
As a world citizen and parent, Swedish Parliament member Jens Holm shares his vision for the future.
My hope for the children of the future is that they can live in a world which is in accordance to nature, and that means a world where we have solved the poverty problem, where all the people in the world, they have a house and they can eat three meals a day, and that we live in a world which is also in accordance with the animals, so that we don't breed animals, that we don't transport animals, that of course we don't kill the animals, that the animals can live more or less free, and that we live together and not against nature. And that is my goal.
We applaud Member of Parliament Jens Holm's noble vision and outstanding contributions in helping to save our planet through the animal-free diet. May heaven bless his and all like-minded endeavors with fruitful success. Thank you for joining us for today's Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Our show airs every Wednesday on Supreme Master Television. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with love, peace. peace and grace from heaven.